back up on my grind. You do you and I'm just gonna do mine. You do you cause I'm just gonna be fine. Cut off my light, but my sight is better tonight, and I might see you in my nightmare. How do you get there? Cause we was once a fairy tale, but this is farewell, yeah. Baby girl, I'm finished. I thought we were committed. I thought we were cemented. Thought we meant it, but now we just repenting, and now we just resenting. The clouds in my vision, look how high did I be getting, and it's all because of you. Girl, we through. You think your issue don't stink, but you are Mrs. P. U. And I don't see you with me no more. I tell everybody that you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Youth Now Radio is now in effect. It is Monday, July 20th. Beautiful, beautiful Monday.
Coming in.
Beautiful Monday.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
She's not here.
It is.
I don't know.
It's hot.
Case. It is hot. Very hot. So we're going to throw it around over here in studio. Hey, what up? Who's all here?
What up? It's Glenn. Hot, hot day.
What up, Halifax? Your boy, O'Dizzy. Everyone listening. I know you're out there enjoying the sun or whatever. Big up.
I guess it's Studio B's turn.
It's your turn.
Studio B, I guess I'll start. What's up, y'all? It's Mr. Marsh Williams, a.k.a. the champ. I say the same thing every week, just switch it up a little bit here and there. You know, weekend was good, all that good stuff. Who else is here? Studio B.
Why weekend was good stuff? Well, now, what does that mean now? I want to get let's get a bit specific now. What exactly did you do over the weekend?
Nothing really. But I mean,
I'll talk to everyone.
Just like the Ice Cube song goes, man. Today was a good day, man. You live through the day and nothing goes wrong. It was a good day. And that's how I look at it, man. Every day you're blessed to wake up is a good day.
That is true.
I agree. I celebrated lots of birthdays this weekend, so I'm recovering from a very busy weekend. Yeah.
Recovering.
Recovering. Yeah. And today was good because it was sunny. So, but anyways, I guess I should introduce myself. I'm talking. This is Lamia. What's up, Halifax?
What's up?
What's up?
My weekend was all right. Shout out to Scratch Bastard, the best DJ ever.
Yeah.
At Bubbles.
Yeah, Scratch Bastard is off the chain. I wasn't there on the weekend, but I've seen him play a few times before. He's off the hook, man.
Whoever wasn't there, man, you missed out, man. Like, who plays Stevie Wonder, James Brown, Wu-Tang, and Snoop all in one night?
I'm telling you, man. He's no slouch, man.
Sounds like a missed experience for sure if you weren't there.
Oh, yeah, if you weren't there, yeah, you missed it.
Wow, for sure. Well, this is Sobaz Benjamin, for those of you who don't know me. And Joe just walked into the house. Ambition!
What it do?
Boom.
I'm not supposed to say you don't, Mike?
No, you're not supposed to.
Oh, okay, right. I'm supposed to hide that. That's part of the illusion of radio. But remember, we got viewers here now.
Yeah. All
so
over.
So we do radio a bit differently here at Youth Now.
We paint the picture.
We do indeed.
Of who's all in the studio and what's really going on.
That's right, that's right.
Picasso with us.
Yes, Picasso with us indeed.
So, Sobez, you had, yes. Where were you at this weekend? You was MIAO for a minute.
Yeah, I was missing in action. I missed the show last week. But I listened to the tail end of it out in Ross Creek. I was out in Ross Creek working with some young people between the ages of 9 and 13. And we produced 7 films. Can you believe that? We did 7 films in the space of 1 week.
How long were the films?
Between, I'd say, 4 and... Oh, that's my cell phone going. That's my... Between there, 4 and 5 minutes.
I was gonna say, but didn't I remember there were 2 guys who were working on something, and they had 2 5-minute films, didn't they? The young, yeah. The 2 young guys who were, they were really working hard when I went up. I want to say, if you don't know about the Ross Creek Arts Center, it's up in the valley. It's just outside Canning in Ross Creek. It's a very, very good center. They have so many exhibits. And right now, there's a play going on up there, the play Off the Chain. So Bez can tell you a little bit more about, I guess, the name of the group that's putting on the play. I don't know them. So Bez knows a little bit more about them than we, but that play was crazy. Yeah, you saw it last Wednesday. It's about fishermen in like, I think, in the early 1900s, but...
Yeah, 1920, Newfoundland.
It's craziness. Like, the soundtrack is off the hook. They were rapping, singing, yeah, dancing, man. Like I said, I need to get my hands on that soundtrack, so... you know, that sure. The play was just crazy. I can't even really explain how good it is without giving away the play, so I don't want to do that, but... If you haven't seen it, you got to make your way up there to see it, man. It's not that much, only $15 with the gas,
bucks, yeah.
And then it's $25 a ticket. So, you know, make sure you go see that.
And it's called Rockbound. Is the name of the there've been posters around the city called Rock, I don't know if people have seen it. It's like it's got this guy like mid torso, kind of shirtless, and it's fishes, a circle of fish around him.
I've seen it, yeah.
Have you seen that poster around town?
I'm going to look for it now.
Yeah, look for that poster. It's called Rockbound. And like Marsh was saying, Marsh and Glenn and Becky, they came out to Ross Creek, and Marsh was it was a great plug for Ross Creek, by the way, Marsh.
Oh, I do what I can sometimes.
I'm sure they appreciate it, Chris and Ken and those guys out at... What is it called? Planks and a Passion. That's the name of the theater company out in Ross Creek. And they put plays on every year. I mean, this is like the 4th play that I've seen them do. And Marsh said, it was quite incredible. If you want to see a Newfoundland guy rap, go
old
to see this play.
Newfoundland guy.
That's right.
It wasn't like he was 25.
No,
you, this guy was 50 plus, man.
And it was based in the 1920s. 1920s, Newfoundland, and the rapping fit. That was what was incredible, I think, about the play, too, is that
everything went together. To me, it was, like I said, it was the most entertaining thing I've seen this year and probably ever. Like, I really enjoyed it that much. Like, I mean, like, it was better, like, and I saw Transformers and The Hangover this year. The Hangover this year, and, like
so
I said, this play was all that, seriously. I mean, they had 8 people, and some of them were playing multiple roles.
Yep.
It was great. I mean,
Theater off the grid. That's the kind of slogan, theater off the grid. Because it's an outdoor studio, an outdoor stage. So it's based outside.
Okay.
And this particular play is a musical. I'm so bad. I mean, this group, they do a lot of different plays, but this particular play, I haven't seen any of their other plays, but I think you have.
Yes.
And, I mean, this particular play, like, it was a musical, and the music, everything just went together so well. Like, the music just fit the mood, and it just set the whole stage for everything. And sometimes they would just be talking, and then sometimes they were breaking the song to say what was going on. And it was just, I don't know, I can't even really explain it. Like, I want to go see it right now.
Well, we'll get another opportunity, because I'm going down in, like, 2 weeks. So maybe we'll get a carload of people out again, or maybe 2 carloads of people out again, and everybody can check it out again.
Why not a limo?
Well, why not an airplane?
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Why not a jet stream?
Think big. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
But we're not the only people in the studio. We're kind of monopolizing things. We got two more people we need to kind of chime in. Is that the word, Ken? I mean, Casey?
Yeah.
What are we doing right now? Are we chiming in? Are we touching base?
Roll call.
Roll call.
That's it. Roll call.
Right?
Okay, who else is in the house?
My name is Diane. I'm from Labrador. It's way too hot for me right now. I'm from the north, and I'm just like...
getting burnt down here. It's too hot.
Do you have sunscreen on?
I don't.
Double up.
I need
up.
To wear. See,
that's trust never, me, it's too hot for everybody, man. Though. I got the weather in front of me, and I don't think it's right.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to feel 26 degrees, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
the UV index
than
is 9, very high. It's crazy.
So it's like 30. But I like that, though.
Yeah, it's good.
I went to see the Tall Ships. It's kind of nice, but there was an estimated 300,000 people at the time I was there, so it was just way too many people.
When was this? What day?
Yesterday. It's real hot. Everybody had the same idea. No parking. No nothing.
300,000, jeez.
Yeah, but it
tall
was nice.
Ships, small ships.
Yeah.
Large ships.
Apparently the world's second tallest ship in the world was there. I forget what it was called. I was watching BT this morning. That's what they said.
Showbiz Amistad was there as well.
So I heard. I heard that, yep. Shout out. To see it, though.
I want to give a shout out to T, Gaudi, and Spade and Goldie, because they were my friends. We went there, had a little shy show with our pets. We took our dogs over there last night, so it was nice.
I want to give a shout out to Tall Love.
Yeah. Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to Furley too, man. Esai, what up? Dr. Yeah. J, what it do?
KC, man, you be shouting Furley on a weekly basis,
he,
man.
He be Furley must it, be though, man. Every time, shout it, yo. So I got to do it, man. I can't say no.
Big up to the fam, though, the whole Esai fam.
My man.
I want to shout
actually,
out to
I got a song I want to play.
But we're not
later
done yet.
I know. I'm just saying later on.
Wave the ships, man.
Yeah, man.
I want to give a shout out to my mom.
Yes.
She lives in Grenada. She's not listening to the show, but anyway, I want to give a shout out nonetheless.
Yeah, man, shout out. You're supposed to.
Because one of these days she's gonna hear this radio show. I hope to go to Grenada sometime soon.
We going too?
No, man. We live to air from Grenada sometime, man.
Yeah, live to air from Grenada.
That's the plan. That's the plan. But we got a young woman in the studio with us as well, Jane.
Hey everyone.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what song? You know there's a song that just keeps sticking in my head now that I've met you. You know that song? That's not my name. That's not my name. That's totally when I met you. That's what kind of they call me Jane.
One.
You know, is that a new one?
That is a new one. I thought the lyrics was plain Jane the pain, or they start singing that bare naked lady song.
I was just gonna say that the bare naked lady song was what popped into my head when you did that, right?
Yeah. No, I love that song. My kids love that song too.
I thought it was they call my name, not. Oh. That's not my name.
No, it's
whatever it is.
It's they call me. They call me Keisha. They call me Ho.
That's right.
They call me whatever. However it goes. That's all.
I do that often though. Mr.
That's not my name. I don't think we got it here right now. We can dig through and maybe get it on later today because I'm sure it's in here somewhere.
Yeah. Digging in the crates, man.
Well, hey, Marsh, you do a wonderful, you do a good rendition of it, man. I mean, maybe we can get you.
I'll go home and memorize it, and I'll come back next week and I'll sing it. I'll bring in some instruments and a live band, and we'll get a crack.
Sound like a plan.
Just wanna.
Jane, oh, for a second. Oh, Jane, tell us a little bit about who you are, first of all, and what you do.
Yeah. I am working at CKDU these days as a youth programs coordinator. And I'm planning a summer camp for youth from August 10th to 21st. So if you're interested in getting your voice heard on radio, you should check it out, which you can do by emailing me.
I see. Actually, with that, since this is in the PSAs, I'll get you to read the PSA. Yeah, we're going to do the PSAs early. So I'll get you to read the PSA, and then you can tell us a little bit more about it, and then I'll jump into another two that I decided to dig out of it. So, yeah, just it's right there.
Awesome. All right, so CKDU 88.1 FM will be hosting a radio and alternative media summer camp from August 10th to 21st. It will start with 1 week of hands-on activities and training where you'll learn about the skills involved in producing radio pieces. Then you'll actually collaborate to produce an audio documentary to be aired on CKDU. There will also be guest speakers and field trips, plus the chance to meet some cool people. And it's all free. The camp is for youth ages 15 to 18 and space is limited. Applications for the program are available online at www.ckdu.ca. Or call 494-6479, that's the office line, or you can email me, jane@ckdu.ca, for more information. And the deadline to apply is August 5th at noon, and it's funded by the Community Access Program Nova Scotia.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Did you want to tell us a little bit more about that? Because I know that you don't have so much time on the radio, and then I'll get back into the PSAs after that. So if you just want to tell us a little bit more about, I mean, it says a lot there, but is there anything else that you'd like to add to that, just to give a bit more of an outline?
Yeah, it'll be really fun. I'm still kind of firming up the schedule, but We're going to head over to the King's Journalism School and talk to some King's professors. We've got some journalists from CBC coming in. R.S. Smooth, who some of you might know, is going to be coming in and talking about doing music interviews. So it should be really fun and a really good chance to kind of hopefully produce just one audio documentary collaboratively, which will be awesome.
So how long do you plan for the documentary to be? How long is it going to be, do you know?
It depends what we come up with, I think. So there's not a topic decided yet, so that'll be up to the youth involved what the topic will be. So
how old are the participants?
15 to 18.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So I might be able to make it. Chris Tulaney, come on in, sir. Young man here just joining Youth Now Radio. You're going to have to share a microphone, my son. You don't mind me calling you my son, do you? I apologize.
I knew
Mama was doing that. Yeah, that's right. I am the milkman, so anyway.
That's why I came up this
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. But, So, Jane, we were going to have a bit of a conversation too, right? I mean, what? Because you know Youth Now Radio, we've been up and about for, how long have we been up on the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen?
6 months.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So Bez was doing it before we were.
Oh, yeah, you're
That's
right.
True.
So it's been since February, I think, yeah. February, so it's July now. That's 5 months.
Yeah.
5 months.
5 months we've been up and running. Yeah. And, I mean, we got a sort of open door policy. People who hear the show, anybody who's interested in coming on and partaking can do so. The only limitation is just the facilities are our limitations, you know what I mean? But we do the show live and we like people to call in, don't we, sir?
Live and direct. Yes, we do. 494-2487 if you want to chime in or sound off on any issue that we are talking about, whether you agree or disagree.
Yeah.
We actually prefer if you disagree, but if you agree, that's cool too. But yeah,
it just makes for more interesting radio, doesn't it?
494-2487.
Yeah, and if you have any comments as well, because I mean, I was out in Rust Creek, guys. I was out in Rust Creek, and a guy, one of the participants' parents, said to me, "Yeah, I listen to you guys on the radio."
Really?
I'm saying, "Really?" Out in Rust Creek, he said, "Yeah, I get you guys on internet."
What did he think?
He said, "I thought it was very good." He said. So I said, "Well, how come you didn't phone in?" And he sort of didn't have much to say there, but I'm kind of encouraging, you know, that was, whose dad was that? Louis' dad. So you know who you are.
Shout out to Louis' dad.
Give us a call.
Shout out to Louis too, because he was one of the young men who was doing the two videos. Him and another guy, and I don't remember the other young guy's
Zach.
Name. Zach and Louis, man. They did a spoof of Harry Potter, and it was pretty good.
And it was called Harry, as in Harry Pluter.
I hope they don't get sued.
I hope not too. But Jane, coming back to what you were talking about, tell us a little bit. It's an open application, so people are submitting. Have people submitted already? Have
a couple people have. So we'll be accepting up to 10 participants.
Okay.
And it'll include getting certified at CKDU, so you could apply for your own show. So
afterwards.
If anybody's interested in doing that.
Sure.
And I'll help people produce demos also.
Wow. So you'll be around for how long?
I'm here until the end of August.
Until the end of August.
So.
Okay. Now, do you live in Halifax?
I do live in Halifax. Okay.
But you're originally from Toronto?
Originally from Toronto, yes. Okay. But I like it here. I'm sticking around.
You're going to stick around? Cool.
It's not that nice. We want to give a shout out to all the listeners. We got Nadat. We got a few family members and whatnot. 647, you know, what up?
The 905.
Mm-hmm. So they're listening in Toronto.
Well, before we get into it, I think it's time for a musical break.
But before we do that, though,
let me throw out a couple more PSAs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then we'll get into the musical break. So,
hey, man, do you.
All right. So, if public speaking freaks you out, check out the Dial Smooth Talkers and learn to be a smooth talker.
They must be talking about me.
You never know.
They're kind of awkward.
Every Thursday, you can practice public speaking and presentation skills in a friendly, supportive environment. Dial Smooth Talkers meets every Thursday from noon to 1 on the 5th floor of the Rowe Building on University Avenue. And last but definitely not least, the Maritime Center for African Dance presents the annual Dakita International Women's Festival, July 31st and August 1st. Have fun and enjoy sharing with other women all over Canada in the art of dance. This festival is a chance to let loose, celebrate, and embrace our bodies as women, even though I'm not a woman. I'm just reading what it says.
You will learn a variety of dance expressions and movements that will make you feel both relaxed and energized. This year's festival will include rapper dance from Mahombe, Congolese dance, yoga, stomp, and much more. No dance experience is necessary. Register early to avoid disappointment. Spaces are limited. For more info, call 1-877-407-3399 or go to www.mcafricancamps.com.
Nice. Before we go to music, can we have Chris Tolaney touch base with everybody? What's the word? No, roll call. In the roll call, you weren't part of the roll call. You missed the roll call.
Yeah.
Grab any mic you want, man. Oh, you can't.
He can't hear me.
Oh my goodness.
He can hear you because he's sitting right beside me.
That's right. But we need to plug him in.
We need to hook him up. What's really going on? All right. Here, I'll let you use mine for a second, man.
Oh, there you go. So you missed the chime in. And you got to just tell us, again, well, tell us your name and how your weekend was.
Yo, I missed the roll call. Traffic's bad.
Yeah.
Sorry. My name's Chris Tolaney, also known as Apollo. You know, this is my third week here at Youth Now. I'm loving it.
You loving it?
Oh, I'm loving it. Like McDonald's. Big Mac.
That's good.
Yeah, I went to the Tall Ships this weekend. It was pretty good. I mean, I don't really like boats that much, but it was still nice.
It was still nice?
It was still nice. Okay. Lots of people.
Was it as good as Youth Now?
No.
Okay.
Nothing could beat Youth Now.
Oh, wow. McDonald's can.
No. McDonald's comes a close second.
Very close second.
Yeah. And you doing well?
I'm doing excellent.
Excellent. Well, we're glad you're here, Chris.
Yeah, especially, you know, since the weather's nice.
Yes.
It's kind of feeling like Lebanon again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not quite, but...
Close.
We're getting there.
Oh,
nice.
There. Nice. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Your musical selection, sir.
Yeah, man. You know, the ghost is back there working, so we're going to go to that, and then we'll be right back to chat with you some more. I know Mara's got some interesting things he'd like to talk about, so stay tuned. Youth Now Radio right here on 88.1 CKDU. Cheer.
Yeah. Bobbing and weaving up in the maze. Till the day we stop breathing in the grave. We gon' say, let your soul fly, fly.
Let your soul fly free. You know you've been living life. Living life.
Yes, yes, yes. Let your soul fly free. That's the jam. Shout out to everybody who's pimping life right now.
Yay, that would be me.
It should be everybody.
Really.
So, where were we?
Good question. So.
Yes.
The music got me all, I don't know, I just lost track. I was all caught up in the jam.
Were you caught up in the jam? That's
me
good.
Me and Marshall was over here jamming. Marshall more than me, but we was over here jamming. And you guys missed it.
Black Lincoln. Big Black Lincoln.
Yeah.
Pimpin' Life.
Yeah.
Shout out to Socrates.
Featuring Socrates, yes.
Oh, I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about, before we get into other topics, just sort of to talk a little bit about the community program that Jane is coordinating. I just wondered, like, I think it's a great... you've got the CBC involved and RS Smooth, so you've got, you know, professionals, right? So you're exposing these young people to a group of professionals. How long is the program?
It's going to be 2 weeks. The first week will be very structured, and the second week will be much more just working on producing the piece.
Yeah, no, 2 weeks is nice. 2 weeks is nice, and I guess you're going to be using the... depending on what the young people choose to focus on, the equipment, like the Marantzes and stuff.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Do they want to go outside? And it's always interesting, I find, to go out and on a street, like, you know, the roving reporter type thing. Kind of an exciting thing to do, prospect, to go out and sort of ask the public something. You know, what's your response on sheep in the West Coast? All the BC fires, yeah, on a serious note, you know? I mean, sure. Diane, you always bring the serious note to the show.
I gotta lighten up. Really,
no, you don't gotta lighten up. That's good. That's a good quality you bring to the show. But yeah, I think I think that's great. I think, and how the CBC people and the RS Smooth, how often will they be in? Will they come in to do a workshop?
They're just gonna come in and do a workshop, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, no, that's exciting. That's exciting. I mean, anybody have any questions about this program?
I don't know if I missed it or not, but what is the ages for the camp?
It's 15 to 18.
15 to 18.
Any
okay.
suggestions about what people might want to
We got a 15-year-old. You're 15, right,
yeah.
Chris? Did you hear what Jane is doing?
She's right next to
no,
you.
No, I
so.
Missed it.
Yeah, he was late. With a capital L.
But I was listening in. I was busy running out for you when you were talking about it.
I'm teasing you. But it's basically a 2-week program, Jane is going to be working with young people between the ages of 15 and 18. So, Chris, this might be a good opportunity for you to get involved in the station as well.
It sounds like one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, well, basically you're going to be exposed to professionals from the CBC. RS Smooth is like a legend in this town, a legendary DJ here at CKDU and various other radio stations.
And
great
he's
guy.
A nice guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
And big up to RS.
So he's going to be doing some workshops, and then you're going to be producing, or the group's going to be producing a documentary of some sort. But then also there's an opportunity to get training here at the station and to do your own show.
That sounds good to me.
Well, Jane's sitting right next to you. You're going to enroll?
I'm going to enroll.
All right, awesome.
I'm going to... I'm still going to do this show, though. I won't leave you guys behind. I'll have my own show.
That's
but, you know, I won't forget you guys.
The Apollo Hour sounds dope.
Wow. The Apollo Hour. I mean,
Hour at the Apollo, man.
You should see Chris's eyebrows just went shot right up into the ceiling.
It's funny because I was thinking of that. I was like, I would love to have my own hip-hop show and call it the 1 Hour of Apollo Show.
There you go. There you
know,
go. But you won't leave us, though.
No, of course not.
Okay, good.
You crazy.
I try to be every now and then.
He knows Youth Now is where the party's at,
right?
So
that's right.
What's your soul table party?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we want to talk about, what do we want to talk about today, the issue of the day, I guess. When I came today, I said, you know, I want to have a show about politics and economics because these are two of the most important things governing everybody's life.
Politics.
That's true too. I was gonna say politics and BS, but you know how it is, right? But these are two of the most important things governing everybody's life, and I don't think that we have the meaningful discussion among young people, among minorities, or even the proper discussion, because we all talk about get money this, get money that. And last week we were talking about what you would do with $30 million, right? And I went home with that and I thought about it and I was like, you know, one thing that happens too, like, $30 million, that's a lot of money, but sometimes you think, right, everyone's about making more and more money. Like, how much money is really enough money? Are we as a society addicted to money?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, to the point where, you know, no matter how much money you have, you're seeking more as opposed to doing the things that...
Enjoying.
Yeah, exactly. It's as opposed to enjoying life or giving back or whatever, you're, you know, are you being selfish and continuing to pursue that? I mean, that's just one thing that popped into my head from that.
And it's interesting because there was this guy, what is Wu-Tang Clan? What's it, the DJs? What's them? Red Man, was it? Is it Red Man?
Method Man.
Recently, he said something that really stayed with me. He was on a CBC, Jean Gomeshi. Do people know who Jean Gomeshi is?
Yeah.
Good. All right, I hope so. On cue, but he was, I think, interviewed, and he basically said that you make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give. I just thought I'd throw that in the mix.
I feel that, though, from the heart.
That's that's deep. It's real deep.
To Cal.
Shout out.
Shout out to Wu-Tang, you know, underrated, you know, by a lot of younger people, but including myself, but I like them, you know.
If I could just switch up the topic a little bit here. Sure, I have a copy of the Metro in front of me, and the headline is Seeking a United Voice, and they're going to elect a new chief for the Assembly of First Nations. And a question I wanted to throw out there is, a crucial component of selecting a chief is their style of
leadership.
Yeah. Should somebody be confrontational, or should they be working within the system, or be balanced and be both within each component? So the question.
Well, we started to talk about this a bit on the break, and I got ahead of myself. Everyone told me, you know, save it for when we're back on here, save it for when we're back on here. So what I was going to say is, sometimes I think it kind of, let me backtrack a bit. I think it kind of depends on how the system already is, so to speak, because sometimes working within the system will get you results. But if there does need to be a change, you have to put your voice out there and sometimes be confrontational or adversarial or whatever you want to call it. But sometimes that doesn't get results either, because then people's ears are closed. So you really kind of have to be careful how you tread. And I don't want to sound like I'm trying to, you know, play both sides of the fence or whatever on this, but I just think it really depends on who you're dealing with and what the situation is, because I think there's always merit to working within the system. But sometimes that really just doesn't get results.
When you get ignored for so long, like for First Nations peoples, a lot of their issues aren't taken seriously and they're not included. Inclusiveness is a big part of it. But if you're confrontational, at the same time, it shuts people down. You don't want to listen. It's here we go again. The same, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it depends, like, on the situation, like I was saying. I think it was Jedi Mind Tricks that said that there's sometimes for compassion and there's other times for ruthless action. Because, like, you know, for some situations, you have to be compassionate and you have to handle it with care. But other times, you have to just jump right in and you got to do what needs to be done. what that may be.
And I think it's important, too, that if you feel the need to be confrontational or go out of your way to, not even go out of your way, but if you feel the need to be, I guess, the opposition, so to speak, or to be confrontational, you need to make sure that you have support for your point of view, that you're not just raging against the machine by yourself. You got to have other people united with you that also see that need for that change. Like if I all of a sudden just say, you know, and let's just say someone has some control over this and I just say that I want it to rain forever, you know what I mean? Like that's, you know, I can't just say that and try to get action because no one else is going to agree with that, you know what I mean? But if I'm trying to make some kind of real statement about something, like for example, we always talk about the Metro Transit on the show, I'm pretty sure a lot of people in the city feel that Metro Transit should be doing some things differently. Some people think it's fine, but I think there's enough of a support that if we, you know, got a bunch of people together and went to Metro Transit and was like, look, we think this and this are wrong with the bus system, then you can get that kind of change, right? And so, I mean, obviously within the system of certain things like the Metro Transit, for example, obviously the people who are there don't see the need for change because probably a lot of them don't even take the bus anyway. You know what I'm saying? So,
but I think, I think
we should start a petition on Facebook, Marsh. Metro Transit sucks. If you want, if you like, come join our group.
But I think what's interesting though, I think just taking a step back about the Assembly of First Nations in Calgary, their vote for their new national chief. You know, it's a different context, or maybe it's not a different context, but I think it's really about sort of how do a group of people, a community, a nation in a sense, how do they go about, you know, making sure that, you know, first of all, that they are a part of, I'm assuming, I mean, you'd have to function as a part of this country, but at the same time function as, you know, sort of similar to what Quebec is, I guess, in a way. You know, he's part of Canada, but at the same time has unique, I forget the term that was used recently about their status. But it's, you know, one of the things I wanted to kind of, I guess, mention is the current system of democracy that we have here in Canada. You know, when you look at Parliament and you have the opposition and you watch them in Parliament and you watch how they debate back and forth, and it is a conflictual model.
It's a conflict.
Yeah, they're yelling and they're screaming at each other, and I think it's sort of, you know, this whole idea of, you know, the marketplace of ideas and you know, the best, you know, you argue your way to some sort of truth, I guess, is the logic there. But I think that, you know, the system itself is adversarial. The question is whether or not people are able to access it, also, and be able to have their voices heard. Yeah. But I think politics, by its very nature, is conflictual and adversarial. So the question that you basically were raising, Diane, about you know, to be confrontational or to work within the system, maybe you need to kind of expand on that a little bit more, because that whole idea of confrontation is what politics is about.
I was just going to say, maybe working within the system is being confrontational. Maybe they're the same thing. I think that's kind of the point that you were trying to make. Maybe not, but that's kind of what I get from what you were saying, that very, you know, very often it is argumentative. And I think that if the other side is receptive to a confrontational model, like, you know, like what happens in the Parliament, if ears are open and people are, I guess, accepting of the points of view, whether you're yelling or screaming at them, or, you know, if that's the model and people are receptive to that, then it's fine. But you have, like I said, you always just have to know your audience.
I don't know. I think even when you're arguing, you have to keep your cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just go crazy. You know, mm-hmm. It makes you look bad. Like, you can't handle a situation without overreacting. You have to keep your cool while you're doing it, even if you are being confrontational.
I'm going to disagree with that a bit. I think that you're allowed to be as passionate about something, and if that means yelling and screaming, it does, as long as you're not making personal attacks on people.
That's what I mean.
That's what Chris
is
saying.
It's business, not personal, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So
I think we're saying the same thing.
So you're saying the same thing. But I don't know if that's what you mean when you say confrontation. Because I think of, like, confrontation in terms of, like, well, you know, in Oka, there was a couple of years back, there was the Oka standoff. And First Nations people have had various standoffs in various communities. Is that the type of confrontation that you know, in order to get what you need, are you saying that type of confrontation versus working within the system, is that the division you're making?
No, I don't think it needs to be, like, violent, or it needs to create kind of divide. I think building alliances always help, because working together is something that's more useful. But with Aboriginal people who have been basically colonized and excluded for so long, it's hard to, you don't want to be tokenized, like the topic that we had before. You don't want to act like, oh, everything's fine, and I don't know, it's mm-hmm. complicated.
It won't be yes man.
Well, I think the question is, what happens when you're not in the system in the first place? Can you really work within it with any success?
That's a very valid point too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so hard to get your foot in the door to make any kind of change. Yeah, I know you want to go to a break. I wasn't even gonna get too far on that, man. What you guys got lined up over there?
We got something lined up, man. Something from Bishop Lamont, Young Cat over the West Coast coming up. Underground Cat, you know what I mean? Nice little party tune. So we're gonna live it up a little bit. Something similar like the last track we played. It's nice out. So I might
lose my mind again, man.
We in a party mood.
Is it that track with the jump beat, man?
No, we fixing to find out though. Yeah. So, like I said, stay here. We got some interesting, deep conversations going on here. So we're gonna take.
What's the number?
494-2487.
Disagree?
You know what I mean? Hopefully you disagree. But yeah, we're gonna lighten the load a little bit with the song, but we're gonna get right back into it. So stay tuned right here on Youth Now Radio.
Yeah, that leads to like.
Making music day and night, and call up you new girls that keep it nice and tight.
DJ,
you know
this world for me.
This is our way of life, and everyone out here's a G. I'm usually short on time, but for the game I've got a life. Time, yes, y'all, this is our dream, making money and digging out. Times, man, don't y'all know in talent we really throw a party. You really should ask somebody.
Soul train line, summertime, even granny out there grooving. Have a good time, whatever y'all doing. Right now, somewhere, black folks barbecuing. World on wheels, do it big, get to moving. A fresh out the car wash, floss, slow cruising. Up and down the shore, watch out for the law. Going bust some new kicks from the Fox Hills Mall. Girls all around, knock them all down. Keep your pimp hands strong, if a hooker want a clown. Hit the beach for a spell, it's full of thick females. Lips nice, tits right, hips tight, all the details. Still drink on your apparel, cause a clumsy asshole. Better hit Brother Daryl's for a white tee for we close. Profiles 3X tall, this the way the West ball. Heard about a crack of pool party, homie just called. Said it's full of five freaks, wearing nothing but they draws. And they can make a slap clap like an audience applause. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day.
Oh, I need some size 13 skates, cause we boogie circle high off the purple, me and my baby. We don't need nothing but the music. Yeah.
even saying, baby, dance with me out here. Ain't nobody shooting, ain't nobody scrapping. Barefoot on the beach with family all around me, that's what's happening. Somebody gotta show these kids that they really love and that there's more to life than gang banging and messing with drugs. Then hit the club with some independent, sexy California lady. Shorty trying to party up in here tonight, baby. After this, we hit the after hours. It don't stop, now I'm all up in her head so I can check me at night. Oh, look at you, how you doing? Girl, where you been? Give me that bubblegum tongue with that Ridley Spearman grin. What could be better than that? She captured her flight back to Sac and took the rent a car back. Oh, a pool party now plus a sugar-free show. You ain't said nothing, pimpin', man, you already know. Look at Uncle Larry with his lying ass, probably crying now. Ooh, my cousin's a Peggy fighter, let me quiet down. But boy, she wasn't my cousin, nah. You know what I'm talking about. You got one too, you ain't seen her in a while.
Process around the world, Algeria.
Yes, 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 we are now back. That was nice, Bishop John. Nice jam. We got a nice little party atmosphere going on over here in Studio A. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, man, trust me, man. You guys over there partying, I'm partying too. I mean, I can have the deepest conversation in the world and then get up and go jam and have a drink when I leave the studio.
Conversation is partying too.
That is true. But, Lash, I wanted to get into something that, because you told me about this. We got into a little conversation before, like the topics of your show, how we talked about holding politicians accountable and whatnot, and how politicians and economics govern everything that's going on. I just want to say, how would you feel about going into that conversation that we had and kind of open it up to everybody?
I don't even really remember the conversation we had, but I have a point that I can bring up, because one of my guests, who hopefully he's listening, he'll call in soon, maybe not, if he can't, that's cool too. But anyway, he was saying that we have to hold people accountable when I was speaking with him. And, you know, one way to do that is to have people united so that anytime something goes wrong, that, you know, they got people knocking at their door saying, what are you doing? We elected you. Act right, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that I don't think is happening really anywhere in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise, if that was happening, why would we be having violence pretty much everywhere except for North America and Europe? You know what I mean? And even Eastern Europe still has so much violence in the political system, you know. So, I mean, besides United States and Canada and Western Europe, all over the world there's political wars. People are dying because people aren't doing what they're supposed to do politically. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe somebody might argue, or I'm just thinking to myself, I mean, there are people dying in North America, and, you know, I don't know, are we more under the thumb here in North America? I mean, First Nations people, going back to that topic, I mean, it's not a walk in the park for, you know, I don't think that things are as peaceful in North America as we might like to think.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm talking comparatively speaking, I guess, because yeah. I mean you don't hear about, you know, we're not having you know, suicide bombers blowing up cars outside the province house on a weekly basis. You know what I mean? Right. Like that kind of thing's not happening.
I hear what you're saying, Marsh, but just to keep things in context, right? You have to look at, even though it's people here, you know, we're down, you know, they have socioeconomic statuses that may be low, you know, medium or high, things like that. But the society in general as a whole, like, is more, or I say, maybe progressed, so to speak. So those things, the extremes are not really happening here. But there are things on other dynamics, other extremes, is just, I don't know, say, as negative, but it's just not the same, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
blowing up the market, you know,
exactly.
What I mean?
People aren't
in a knapsack, you know
people,
what I mean?
People aren't necessarily dying, but, I mean, people are being mentally.
People are
not dying as frequently as what we hear in the news happening elsewhere, but people are being killed mentally and spiritually every day, and that's just as bad, really.
I completely agree with that. I think our society is spiritually.
I think it's
vacant,
worse.
Honestly.
You know. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, I think our society is spiritually vacant because we put so much value on money, and we've lost touch with Mother Earth. We've lost touch with our spirits. It's so easy to just get lost in the world and lose your stepping in the ground where you come from. And
I don't know, I think a lot of people have lost who they are themselves, you know, like this, like, mainstream and every, like, conformity, and everybody wants to be the same, you know what I mean? And I don't think that's right. I think everybody should be who they are, and not be looked down on for that, you know? I think, I don't know, individuality is important to me, right? But, like, a lot of people at my school, they're all the same. And they're, like, the end people, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's something that's important to me, too, because, I mean, one thing that if anyone knows about me, they know that I like to stand on my beliefs. And I believe in that. And I whatever I believe in, whatever situation it is, I'm going to stand by that. And a couple weeks ago, you guys might have noticed I came in the show. I didn't really say too much. I just kind of sat around. You just stand at 8 count. It's almost like I was questioning my whole belief system and how I was at that point in time. Just I don't even know what happened. It was just a bad day, I guess. And I was just thinking about a lot of stuff, right? And, like, I think we all go through that. And, I mean, either you succumb to that or you adapt and you strengthen yourself and have the courage to be yourself, or you succumb to that and you conform and you fall and you stray away from what you believe in and what your values are.
But I think it's never a bad day when somebody questions their belief system. That is never a bad day.
Oh, no, that's true, but it had me in not the best of moods, you know what I'm saying?
It's tough and uncomfortable, it's no doubt, but I think people need to be doing that more often, and I think people, you know, I think people need to be doing that more often. Self-reflection is a good thing.
Yeah, like either you change or you stick with it, but you adjust it slightly, or it just strengthens your beliefs, you know what I mean? Even if you don't change at all, it just, like, you know what? This may be harder at sometimes to be myself, but it's going to pay off sometime, you know what I mean?
And I think it's important, too, to have knowledge of yourself and know who you are. You know, because a lot of people really don't know who they are, whether it's from a historical perspective, they don't know their history, whether they really just wander through life and really have never really thought about who am I, what do I want to do? Like, I mean, and I don't want to try and say anything derogatory, anything with what's about to come out of my mouth, but I know a lot of young women, they don't do things for themselves. They do things to find a man. You know what I'm saying? And I have this conversation with a lot of my female friends, like, you got to do for you and then find a man that's going to come into your life and compliment you. You can't follow this man, you know what I mean? Because that's not what's going to happen when that man goes. You know what I'm saying? And that's just one example of that.
I have a question for the 15-year-old. You said that you noticed in school. No, that's Chris. It's smart what you said, and I just wanted to ask you, how were you able to separate yourself from wanting to go with the clique and go with the group, but you were able to say you're not identifying yourself as in, but you're yourself. So how have you done that?
I don't know, like, sometimes I really feel like I want to be in the in crowd, you know what I mean? And I just kind of feel like, man, maybe I should do this. But I don't know, I just be myself, you know? Like, I don't know.
Apollo, I have a question. What exactly is the in crowd, though?
What?
What's the in crowd, though? So you want to be in the in crowd, so you question it. What
like, like, you know, all the popular kids and stuff.
What do the popular kids do?
Yeah, what do the cool kids do?
What do the cool kids do? Wear Abercrombie and Fitch and listen to Lil Wayne and Drake. Which Drake's all right. He's not too bad, but and, like, you know, I don't know.
It's all about knowledge, man. The more you know, the more things
like
that make
Jonas Brothers.
Exactly, man.
They're dope too.
Yeah.
That's good, man. But seriously, a lot of popular kids, man. They're just drones, man.
They're empty. They're empty inside. Man.
I know. Yeah. They're clones. Yeah.
You but really then
don't
I don't know
be
because
down with them like that sometimes because they don't know what they believe in. They believe in fashions and they believe in trends, man. And a lot of people really think that's what makes a person. You know what I mean? So
capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You don't want to be down with those the cool kids, man. As much
no.
As
yeah, I was just gonna say that. Like, I don't know because I would. I don't know, maybe I'm tooting my own horn here, but I would consider myself to be a popular kid. You
exactly.
know, like going through life, and you know how have I become popular is just basically being myself, not caring and just doing, you know, everything that I want to do. So yeah, I don't know.
And that's what's just, I was gonna say, that's what's just so weird. Like, I find, like, in the long run, especially, the people who end up being the most popular are the people who always did do their own thing and were themselves, you know what I mean? All those people who you know, hung 20 deep, all doing the same thing.
Okay, that leads me to another question. What is your sphere of influence, then? If you're a popular person, I guess your sphere of influence could be either negative or positive, and your popularity sometimes determined by whether or not, as a woman, as girls in high school, their popularity is sometimes increased by being mean to other girls. That's whereas with guys,
or doing stuff with guys. Just saying. No, I'm not saying you do that. Sorry.
No, he's right, but I'm just saying,
I know
he's right though.
But do you guys feel
he's
that
right. Sorry, my bad.
Maybe shifting a little bit? Like, to me it seems like, I don't know, like the girls who go about doing all that stuff, and you know, people know and they look at them like
there's definitely man, exceptions.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, man, like, it's not cool to be out there like
at all.
Yeah, man.
You better pick Bucky and pick
him. Time definitely are changes. Yeah.
No, there's definitely exceptions, and I know like a lot of my friends and stuff, like they're like that. But I know that they're acting like themselves, you know what I mean? They're not just doing it to be part of that crowd. That's honestly what they like.
Generation O, man. Yeah.
Then that, like, if that's what you like, then fine, so be it. I'm not going to try and change anybody. But if you're changing yourself just for reasons such as
to fit in,
that's not right.
And that can go back to politics, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, why... Like, if you're a chief or, like, the person that gets elected or whatever, like, do yourself. Like, stick to what you believe in, whatever, and speak your voice and, you know, prove that you're right.
Yeah.
And I think that that's one of the most powerful things that a person can do sometimes.
Marsha, like, to sit on that, Marsha, like, once I say this, I'm sure you're going to remember the conversation, because we were saying how, in the Michael Moore movie, what the woman said about the Europe politicians. And how the government over there is scared of the people, whereas in North America, the people are scared of the government.
Oh, yeah.
Are you remembering now?
A little bit, but keep talking on it, because like I said, man, you know I got so much things.
And
so
we were
much
saying,
on my mind.
We're like the power of protests.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember now, too, because it was a couple weeks ago, and a lot happened between now and then. But anyone else, if you have any ideas on the subject, please chime in and help us out. Because.
But what say that again, the distinctions between the European and North American populations?
In the movie American Sicko, Michael Moore is interviewing a group of Americans who live in now Europe,
mm-hmm.
and I think this country was France. There was like 20 or 12 Americans who were now residing in France, and they were talking about how much better the public system is, like as far as education mm-hmm. and medical and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's so much better over there. And one of the women, she was like 35 or 40 maybe, and she made a point. She said, "I find in Europe, the government is scared of the people.
Okay.
So the government really do work for the people, because they understand that the people run them. So the government is scared to be overthrown by the people, so they mm-hmm. care to the people. Mm-hmm. But whereas in North America, the people are scared of the government.
Understood.
You know what I mean? Like, so like we fear the government's a type of like do what we're told type thing, and we don't want to buck the system, and we don't want to challenge anything. Like we're afraid to question them,
sure.
and we're afraid to hold the government accountable.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, and that's sorry, Marsh, but so that's you know, that's continental, right? North America, Europe. So did she kind of provide any more explanation why she saw it that way?
She just how like the government, just how people. So like she said, like people in France, like she said, people will protest. Like that's what she said. She's like a couple, and they had an example about there was like something, I don't know, there was like. A bill that was passed or something that was going on in the news. It was like 2002. I'm not sure. Like anyone, you can look the movie, look it up. But then, she gave an example, and the people weren't unhappy or something. So like the whole, they really protested.
They
the whole
together,
city
probably.
Came together and just protested, right? And everything just stopped and forced the government to rectify the situation.
And I was just gonna say that was really something that I was actually gonna, like, when you just explained that to me, it went right into what I was just about to say. Is that as your elected representative, you know. People elect you to represent them. So you have to sometimes, as an elected representative, put your own belief or feeling on an issue aside if your opinion is different from the people that elected you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that happens enough for one here. And like you said, where people are scared to protest, no one says anything. So like, say, for example, I say that I want to increase taxes on electricity and I'm in office. You know what I'm saying? And the people who elected me don't want that, because for whatever community they're from, it's just not going to be, I mean, obviously people always think higher taxes isn't a benefit to them, but let's just say that for whatever reason that, you know, that the people of that constituency are fully against that. But I feel like it's going to bring more money to the government, and I still vote for that. That happens here all the time, every week that they have a bill, and nobody does anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, them people elected you to represent them, so you have to go with the will of the people that elected you, not your own will. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. I think that, you know, when I look at Canadian politicians, I think Canadian politicians within the Canadian context, they're almost like celebrities in the sense that they get a lot of airtime. I think politicians get a lot of airtime and you know, we all know their names and you know so that might be a difference, I think, in terms of just sort of you know, I think this country is a very politically, you know, very much into politics, I find, you know, and the media covers politics a lot. I don't know if I would agree, though, with you know, that whole idea of being afraid of the government. I mean, if the test of a people's relationship to a government is whether or not they go out there and throw eggs at them and bottles and whatever at them, that means you're not afraid of them. I don't know if I agree with that.
Not in that sense. I mean, they're not afraid to take a stand. Like, they'll come together as a city and stop everything because they know, like, the government
right,
runs
they'll
everything.
Right, they'll go outside so they'll and go, demonstrate.
No, they're not going to demonstrate. They're just going to go outside. They're going to say, so we're not going to continue.
Doing anything.
Like, everything.
So what, you're saying they'll go on strike? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Well, Canadian people, you know, we've got the Toronto garbage strike happening right now.
No, that's the garbage strikers, man. But if everybody strike, they would fix it. Like,
exactly.
If the whole city, everybody, joined the labor union or whatever, and said, no, man, we're stopping everything until you guys work with these people, it would work. I guarantee within a week, everything would be solved. If everybody.
Yeah, and that's what happens in Europe.
That's what the woman was saying. Yeah, the woman was saying in Europe.
Yeah,
like,
I lived in Europe, and that doesn't happen. Well, it doesn't happen in London, England.
Maybe
anyway.
Not. Yeah, she said France. That's what she was talking about.
Yeah, I believe so, Bez. I believe it doesn't happen. We look at all these issues that we're talking about.
It won't happen every time. You know, that's...
It all comes down to the government. Even when you're questioning why your kid wants this and that, it's all to me. It's everything. Yeah,
that's why some people, I mean, like, what's his name? Part of the conservative, you know, platform is small government, right? And no taxes and all this kind of, no social program kind of safety net kind of withdrawing that. And so I think, but Canada likes big government.
Yeah.
I mean, everything we need to do, you know, if we go to the government because, I don't know, maybe because we don't have a strong private sector, I don't know. But government, I think the population wants government to be as strong as it is, because I think Canadians like the safety net. They like the fact that, you know, the government is able to take care of them.
Yeah, but they're not, though. The government's not taking care of everybody.
It's
taking care of some people.
Or they could just do a better job.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, so bad. Those people that are being taken care of, if the government was messing up, they would still be taken care of, man, because they got that. Most of them got long cake. They're like what we call Republicans.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a lot of times the people, and this is a discussion I was having with a gentleman the other day, like, the people who are elected into government aren't the ones facing the problems.
No.
One of our MLAs in the Halifax area is most. I'm not going to say who he is, just in case you don't want me to put him on blast. But he said out of his own mouth, politicians are generally more reactive than proactive, and that's because they're not being elected from the position of people who see the issues. Like, let's keep it real here, cut and dry. Politicians are usually older, rich white men. Mm-hmm. So,
if not rich, they well off.
Upper middle class, usually, at least.
Their family or something.
They're doctors and lawyers, businessmen that have had businesses in their family for hundreds of years. You know what I'm saying? So they're not seeing the issues that are affecting our people. And also, I mean, and we as people should take responsibility for that as well, because one, whenever we put people who are in the position of seeing those issues, we don't elect them in, you know, and half the time we don't even have our representatives out there to be elected. And then we want to go argue with people when they're not getting stuff done.
True.
Yeah, I definitely agree that there are elites in the position right now, and they're serving their own interests of preserving their power. But that's changing. The course of history is being altered because of the recession. There's an article in the Foreign Policy magazine called The Death of Macho. And they're actually referring to the recession as a he session, because most of the failing labor market is men, and so women now are gaining more power. So hopefully these men, white men who are right. preserving their power, will get overthrown by them.
Well, what I'm thinking is, we're talking about all this, like, how it's not working. Do you think we should change our form of government, or we should just change the way that the people act?
I was just going to say something, like, when Marshall was talking, like, do you see that there's been improvements in that, though? Like, in terms of people being, like, I'm just thinking, Trevor Zink, who has been elected, whatever. He's from Dartmouth North Community, North, yeah. And I really feel that he serves the community. He's in, you know, he's got all the stuff, like...
He was my manager at Shopper.
Exactly. Like, he used to work at Shopper, so, you know, like, I think that it's changing a little bit.
I was just going to say that I do feel that, you know, some of our elected representatives are doing a good job, but, again, it's just... You know, if you go to them with something, they will do it. Like, I know that Keith Caldwell, who's the MLA for the Preston area, has always been very, very good to us since he's been in. Mm-hmm. But when you're not coming from the position of seeing the issues, you do have to wait for someone to bring
right,
it to
exactly.
you. And that's kind of part of the problem. Because
that's
if
a transition that's being made now.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I think we need to have people, we need to have more representation from, I guess, marginalized communities and minorities.
So basically, so when they go in,
they already know what needs to be done. They don't have to wait, sit there for a month and then debate
and then
wait for the constituency to bring it to them, then debate it around the house for 3 months. Yeah. They're coming in right off the table. Look, we got to fix this, 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 and this in my community. Let's
right
see how we can get it done.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of think the recession's helping us, you know what I mean? Because, like people, like, they're backed into a corner, so they're not afraid, because it's like when you're put into that situation... You're gonna, like, oh, it's hard for me to explain. Mm-hmm. It's like a dog with its back against the wall, right? At first, it's not gonna say anything, but when it knows it's cornered, it's gonna go out and do what it has to do, mm-hmm. and to get where it needs to go.
And I think another thing, a reason the recession's helping too, is because people who have traditionally been in these wealthier positions, so to speak, are now feeling the effects of not being so wealthy. You know, if you own land or whatever, or you own a house that you were renting out or whatever it may be, you're not getting that income no more. So now you're feeling the squeeze, even though you're still better off than most people. You're still not being able to have the quality of life that you've been accustomed to.
Yeah,
so,
it definitely helps spiritually.
So, I mean, in a way, even though you do may be better off, you do still feel poor. So then you begin to identify with some of the issues that you wouldn't have been able to identify with before.
But all right. I think it's all where you're at within yourself, man, because we can't just say, oh, there's people losing money now, so everyone's putting things in perspective. Like, some people, well, money is not bad, but it's how we look at money. Like Diane was saying earlier, as a society, it's just got everybody minds. Like, they just want to get things, and then people just, you know what I mean, they're worried about the needs, but it's more than the needs, just
it
the
is.
Wants all the time,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
We have a song, actually, that we're going to play. Like, we were wavering on playing it, like, for about 2 months now. But since the song, since everyone's talking about the concept of consumption, how everyone is caught up in money and blah, 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 this song kind of speaks of, you know, how it's all fake and it's all a game, and how, you know what I mean, we've been set up. So we're going to play it like the last song. So just the last song. That's the last song we're going to play.
So
but we're going to play a song right now anyway. You know, shout out to the OGs.
I was nervous there for a minute.
Yeah, we ain't
going
to play it right now. We ain't going to play it right now. We're going to play a song to the OGs, nice little summer song, you know what I mean, if you're barbecuing or whatever. You know, this song's for you. So, yeah, we're going to play this, and we're going to be back in the conversation in a bit right here on Youth Now.
times. I went to watch out the Marriott's, owning or owning co-ops, foreign drop top coupes and yachts, guzzling straight shots of scotch, formulating up plots to escape from Salem's lot, cause it's scorching hot, making it hard trying to figure who's out to trap me. But tacky, got all kinds of undercovers that's coming at me. Perhaps he won't be happy till they snatch me and place me where half a slacks be, sitting in cast tacky, but never me. See, my destiny's to be forever free, in ecstasy on a hill that awaits for me. So plush, just to visualize it like a coke rush, vivid enough to make living this a must. Plus, real, Sugar Hill, baby, Sugar Hill, baby. Pull the sage down, let's count this money. Put the grants in the safe, cause we spend the Jacksons. The Washington's go to wifey, you know how we do. No more cutting grams or wrapping grands up in rubber bands. I'm a recovered man, out with plans to discover other lands. Suburban places got me seeking for oasis, fished out by the cases. Ladies are all races with dime faces, sex on the white sand beaches of St. Thomas. Though this ain't promise, I'm as determined as some old timers. I want a villa in the Costa Rica so I can smoke my beefa and enjoy how life's supposed to treat ya. Late in the shades of the Everglades, finally forever paid, wearing the finest fabric sellers ever made. Me and my team, Caribbean cuisines. I guess being down for so long, I'm on this drone to see my dreams. You know what I mean? Sugar Hill, baby. Sugar Hill, baby. Me being supreme master, ain't much more in life a fiend after, but another chapter, a new way of life to adapt to, cause these streets are gas ya, and have you caught up in the rapture, deja vu. I can vision my killer crew more hospitable, consciously aware plus political, cause though they claim every man's created equal, us as native people, find it harder for nights to sleep through, but once established, we eating lovely, living lavish, like the house of a sign, Pavis. I gotta have this, it's so plush, just to visualize it's like a coke rush, vivid enough to make living this a must. Sugar Hill, baby. Sugar Hill, baby.
Not your job.
Yes, Sugar Hill. Shout out to AZ, man. That's a little summer jam for all the folks out there listening. If you're chilling in your condo, or if you're laid back in the car, or if you're out in the yard barbecuing or whatnot, you know what I mean? That's a little song dedicated for you. Hope you was in there jamming and enjoying it as much as we were. So, Raj, you want to go back into or some weather or something?
And now, the weather.
Yes, I'm the weather girl today. So today, it was partly cloudy, 26 degrees, but it felt like 31, which is really good, and it was really hot and humid. Tomorrow we have sun, 19 degrees. Wednesday, it looks like we're going to have 90% chance of rain. So
that sucks.
But it's a good little break for us, you know, all this heat. Maybe good to have some rain.
Come on, guys. People got garden things out here. What are you guys talking about? I got garden things talking about.
It rained for weeks. The soil is
And then you guys are complaining it was too hot today. Yeah. So what do you want?
I wasn't complaining, actually.
I wasn't complaining.
The weather, please.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thursday, we have isolated showers. It's going to be 22 degrees, which is good. Friday, cloudy with showers, 22 degrees, 60% chance of rain. Saturday, cloudy with showers, 60% chance, and 23. Sunday, 10%. Cloudy period, 25 degrees. And Monday, it's going to be 25 degrees, and it's going to be sunny. There you go.
You like that case?
Yeah.
The weather, please.
like that.
That's my BBC. Yeah, that's my BBC tone. BBC One tone.
There you have it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Did you guys listen to CBC today? There's a shooting on the corner of Roby and Spring Garden. Yeah. Like, what's up with that? They didn't find any shells or any victims. Roby, they don't Spring know. Garden. They're still looking, investigating what's going on.
What? That's what you call beef.
It's
beef.
I never heard.
It sucks, though.
It does suck, man. They're bucking them shots, man. Toting their llamas.
You know why we didn't hear about it, though? Because it was on the corner of Romeo and Spring Garden.
And it happened at 2
Seriously.
O'clock.
Seriously.
Exactly. Yeah.
Today?
No, but hold on, though. Hold on, though. Let's keep it real here.
Speak on it, Marsh.
If that would have happened in East Preston, you would have heard about it. If it would have happened in Pinecrest, you would have heard about it. You know what I'm saying?
If
it would happen in the square, you would have heard about it.
If it would happen in Hammers Plain.
Yeah, but
we haven't watched the news yet.
Diane heard about it, though.
Yeah, Diane heard about it. How'd she hear about it?
But trust me.
She listens to CBC. She had the radio on.
Trust me.
Did you fellas have the radio on?
Ain't no one listening to CBC.
Trust me. I had the radio on, and trust me. If it just happened, it doesn't matter, though. We still would have heard about it.
If it happened in any of those areas, if it would have splashed up on the TV, this breaking news, another shooting in East Preston.
Exactly.
Just that another thing.
Crazy,
man.
Exactly.
But it's just sad that it happened.
It is sad.
Mm. Yeah, there's like hope a nobody really got hurt. Big spree of crime lately. Mm. They're saying it's either 20 or 200 different events, criminal activities in the past year.
People are hungry out there.
That's a huge gap, though. 20 or 200.
It's a recession. People are hungry out there. I mean, like, I'm intrigued to know what you guys attribute that this heightened criminal activity
any money.
To. Really?
No job.
It's that simple? No money,
yeah, man,
no
they're
job.
Putting it in your face every day. We're in a recession. Everyone's broke with no money, this, no money, that.
Everything's getting tight now, you know, so,
well,
you know what I mean?
You know my saying, man, I will say this, though. It's not so much an increase in violence, so to speak. It's just an increase in higher increase in gun violence, I'm finding. But in general, I don't even think there's no increase in crime. It's just an increase of media reporting crime, man. I'm telling you, nothing's changed since the Industrial Revolution, man. I'm telling you, it's just accept the media. Seriously.
It's not the little guy's fault, man. How are people in the streets of Halifax getting guns from Israel or wherever else they make them at?
True.
Mm.
How are we getting them?
We've had this discussion before, Marsh, about, you know, the whole media saturation deal and, you know, the fact that its reach is now global and it's instantaneous also, even though you guys didn't hear about the shooting on Roby and wherever it was. But Do you think that's the case? Do you think it's business as usual? The only difference is the fact that we just got more cameras now, so to speak.
Not exactly, because I do feel that there is an increase in gun violence, especially in the Halifax area. But you know what I mean? Say 10 years ago, for example, you wouldn't have heard about a shooting on the corner of Roby and Spring Garden. It would have been this exact same situation, except it would have been a 30-on-1 beatdown on the corner of Roby and Spring. You know what I mean? So it's just the increase in gun violence, which is, of course, a cause for concern. I don't want to try to minimize that at all, you know. But what I do want to say is I don't think that there's any significant increase in crime at all. It's just, you know, the increase of reporting and the increase in gun violence, which, like I said, it is a cause for concern, and that obviously makes the community more nervous because, you know, you can kill someone with one little squeeze of your finger with a gun, right? Where a 30-on-1 beatdown, that's 30 men beating on one man, and you'll still go to the hospital and probably come out with, you know, come out a lot better than if you get shot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Stop the violence.
Yeah.
That's all.
Seriously. Seriously.
Peace, man. Peace.
I think it's a combination of it, all of it, because the media is always about headlining and catching your attention and making a buck. They want you to pick up that paper so they can make it the most sensational as
they
can.
Yeah, what's juicy news?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that Immortal Technique song, The Fourth Branch. You know, the media is the fourth branch of the government. And
oh,
like,
yeah, absolutely, because they're corporate elite, you know, the newspaper businessmen, the owners of the papers and the CTV, and just have to make
back. Actually, I just want to speak to that, the media being the fourth branch of the government. I mean, I think that's just so accurate, because a lot of government policy decisions are based on the, I guess, their perception of what people's concerns are, and their perception of what people's concerns are what come from the media, not necessarily what come from the people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's been a lot of laws passed in the last little while that I personally have disagreed with. You know, I don't want to put too many of them out there. I'll just put one out there, the car seat law. I think that's just a pain in the butt if your kid's old enough to sit down. You know, no, seriously, though, if your kid's not a toddler,
they don't need to be in a car seat. You know, they don't need to be in a car seat till they're 10 or however, whatever the stupid age is, right? Mm. Like, if your kid's old enough to understand, sit down. They don't need to be in the car seat. You know what I'm saying? It's not a safety issue. And like I said, it criminalizes people who have young kids. You know, if you have 3 kids under 7, you know what I mean? Then you got to go buy 3 car seats. Or like a situation that I'm presently in, I don't have any kids. You know what I'm saying? The girl I'm dating has young kids, but she doesn't drive. So she doesn't have a car seat. So if I have to take her and her kids somewhere, what am I supposed to do? Do I now have to buy a car seat? You know what I'm saying? Or do I have to get a ticket? What's the dealio? You know, and I mean, that's just that kind of situation. If I see, or if I, you know, if you're driving past somebody, you know, they're walking with their kids, but you know they got a long way to go, you're not allowed to drive them now because you might get pulled over and get fined. You know what I'm saying?
I think they should pay more attention to, like,
to what's real.
Real serious.
Yeah, to what's
like,
real.
This, the gun violence is increasing, but you care about the booster seats? That doesn't make sense to me, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Exactly. But I need alternative options for media, like CKDU, everybody listening.
Can anyone remember last year when they tied up the host for like 9 weeks talking about the cats or something like that, man? Like, it was ridiculous.
Well, the hens as well. I think hens were in
there. Cat bylaws, yeah, chicken in the backyard.
Chickens in the backyard, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's foolishness, man. Let's talk about some real stuff. Who cares if she got chickens in her backyard? Who are they disturbing? Seriously.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Marsh, I just wanted to make a correction to something you said previously, man, about the 30 on 1 million. That was a bit, that fried. That number was kind of fried, but
of course, 30. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. I was just trying to make
But, like, people used to fight with their hands, you know what I mean? I don't know. Now it's so easy to get a gun.
Is it that easy to get a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, yeah.
It is honestly that easy
Amazon
to get a gun.
There.
Mm. And why is that?
They got them tools.
Why is it so easy?
Because there's lots of people selling them.
The llamas.
I don't know.
Toasters.
Heaters.
The heaters. The neenas.
Well, I just think that, I mean...
Well, there is no supply without a demand, right?
Well, I mean, there...
I think
it's just kind of quote unquote an extension. I'm gonna keep this real too right now. It's just an extension of the world, man. The government sends people with the military and their guns. So if I got a drug war going on, why can't I go get my guns?
Marsh, hold on, we're gonna interrupt the caller, we're just gonna throw him on.
That sound like a big fart.
That was me. It's all those baked beans last night. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, there I was again.
Yeah,
one
we
more
can't
time.
Have you call it.
What's going on?
So bad.
I'm being electrocuted.
Sorry.
Don't do it again.
Hold on, man. Someone got to go, man. Take the reins over there. What's going on, guys? Is the caller still on the phone, though, guys?
No, man. They hung up.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that, call.
Maybe we can try it again.
Yeah, we'll try it again.
Yeah.
So, how much time do you have left
what
in
I'm saying? This is what's going to happen. Everyone got to... Final thoughts, and then we're gonna throw a beat on for a couple minutes. But then we're gonna play the final song that we spoke about earlier.
Okay.
Cool.
So yeah, everyone, final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Can I go first?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Cause what? Cause why?
Cause I want to. That's why.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Great show. I loved it. Very interesting, and I love the music, and I love seeing Marshall dance. Pause. And I'm gonna pass it to whoever else wants it.
Well, I'll take it since you mentioned my name. That ain't how I really dance. You know, I keep a gangster with the two-step usually. But
lean back.
But I just lost my mind today, right? That Pimpin' Life song came on, and then my head just went off. But no, I had a real good time today, man. I always like just talking about stuff that matters and stuff that don't matter sometimes. And today, we had a lot of fun, and we talked about some real issues, and that's what I'm all about, man. So I had a real good time today.
Well, time is at essence.
I don't really got no final thoughts other than that. If you're not popular, you're not in the crowd. Keep true to yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad because you're not in the crowd. It doesn't matter.
Because someone is going to love you for you. Believe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep doing what you do.
And that person is going to love you as your mother. Anyway, so, so best chiming in. Just want to let you, this is an excellent show as always. I mean, I find it complicated issues, no straightforward answers. So let's keep talking country, world, you know, let's keep talking it. See if we can work these things out through speaking with each other in relationship.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You read my mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But also, to add to that, keep talking and also do, you know, work on, you know, yep. Don't just talk about things. Actually get out there and do some stuff. Yeah. That's my final note.
Yeah, be yourself, you know, do what's important to you. Don't always listen to the TV and the radio.
Or your parents.
I'm just joking, Mama. I'm just joking, Mama. I know you're listening. Shout out to the family, you know. Shout out to the Tulanis, the family.
I need some food, homie.
I'll get you some food.
Yeah.
Some donuts, stuck doggy.
Yeah, some donuts, be nice.
After party in the lobby.
Okay, so final thought is, yeah, I had a great weekend. It was a great show. We only got 6 minutes left, so I'm not sure how we're going to get the Cypher and the last song in. So I'm going to pose up to the iMove Collective. You guys want to hear the Cypher, or you want to hear the song?
A little from column A, a little from column B. We have a short Cypher, man. Okay, just a couple quick bars. Okay. Put the beat on.
Jump on the beat right now. Let's play it. Grab it. Whoever
wants
wait
it. For it. You got to wait for it to kick in.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
Who going first?
All right, yeah.
Jeez. Someone gonna go first or don't know what to say?
I'm gonna go first.
Okay, Lash got it first.
Jeez.
Oh man.
When's it kicking in? What's going on?
Right here.
Okay, yes. 1, 2. I'm gonna catch it right here, guys. I can turn the brightest day to the darkest night. When I spark the mic, I spit it tight, and you know I spit it right. Only got a couple bars, cause we gotta do it quick, man. And you know that I gotta keep it thick, man. I drop it heavy like I'm lifting some weights, and then I push it up like I'm... Oh, man. I was just going too hard. It's all right. Let's go.
All right. Let's keep it on topic today.
Yeah.
Yo, people blast you from a distance. Call them the sniper. It's Tulane's turn, I'm in the cypher. Don't listen to what they tell you. The fourth branch, saying Michael Jackson touched kids on his Neverland ranch. Nobody knows the truth, that's why I spit it in the booth. Only God knows, so keep flowing, keep being yourself. And that's the only way to do it.
Yo, you know my name, check it out, More style than a pimp in the 70s, wrecking these dudes, and I'm sick with the remedy. I'm all in like amenities, and I am the new Sonic Rock with the extremities deadly. All up in the mix like Grenadina when I rock them in your girl, like penalty. Stepping to me is not a good look like them joints bust the rhymes, use the rock. Stop. If you think you gon' make it hot, I will come to your city, neighborhood, or your block. Put it down, bounce to the spot. Y'all rocking them A-Rap scarves. Stop. Pop. And that's all you hear. I'm attacking it and Craig Mackin' it up in your ear. The flavor getting major, so I put it in the clear. And busy 09 for the hater of the year. So if you ain't know, yo, it's Joseph. Like the third wave from female focus. Off the top of yo, you could quote it. Getting busy on the mic with that dopeness.
Yo, it's your boy Old Dizzy coming through another Monday. Oh, what a feeling. Youth Now Radio, what I gotta say. Come through, man, we just trying to get paid. But what is money? I'd rather just trade things. I don't give a whoa, man, I won't even say things. Don't even have to say a curse word. I come through, man, I curse everybody with these verbs. It's so absurd, there is no cure. Get all in the vein, so integral. Come through, man, it's like theater. Come through with the lights down. Come through, you won't hear a sound of Bo Peep. I count them all at night like sheep, they jumping through my dreams, and I don't even hear no screams, can't hear and can't even see. Hopefully God bless me tomorrow to see another. Yeah.
Yo.
What?
And that's it.
Oh,
that's
Dizzy out. Flash champ Apollo, you know my name. We do this every Monday. Ambition.
So we're gonna go into this last song. We got like 3 minutes left, 2 minutes left really. So, this song is, it's about the trickery and the consumption and how we're all being, set up. It's kind of strong, though, so, yeah, the song's about 4 minutes long, but you ain't gonna hear all the song anyway.
Oh, she's strong, man?
Yeah, man.
If your discretion is advised?
If your discretion is advised. Wow. What up, Becky?
I can't believe...
America, I can say fuck that. I don't believe you. I don't want none of that.
don't fuck with that. Nigga, I kill you. This is America. This is America. I can say fuck that. I don't believe you. I don't want none of that. I don't fuck with that. Nigga, I kill you. This is America. Yo. This is America. Before the pilgrimage, the Europeans stole this land from the Indians, and they made millions of black slaves do the hard work so they could get paid. They set up shop and banking systems. They made up a lifestyle, made you want to live.